Buddy, it's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are the show that talks about the Akashic Records. We're talking about tonight whatever you want to talk about. This is your time. It's your way of communicating what you want to know about. I was actually starting to read a very good book, and it's by Eldon Taylor. And it's What If, and it's a challenge of self-realization. And it, you know, he has some very interesting ideas about what we do with our belief systems and how we have to look at ourselves in the mirror when we come face to face with ourselves. And if you, again, if you've listened to my show before, you know that one of the things that I am all about is examining your own belief systems. So it's a very interesting. I literally just started reading it this evening, and so I encourage you, if that's of interest to you, to definitely give me, you know, let's talk about what beliefs run your life. And I was just kind of scanning it, and he was talking about, and again, his recommendation is that you read it one chapter at a time. But what was interesting is he was talking about video games and how the video games have changed the way people interact and have actually changed, in many cases, the way people look at violence and are more accepting of it. So what do you think about that? You know, that to me is very interesting. What do you think about video games, and do you think they contribute to the violence that's out there? Do you think the television shows contribute to the violence and the desensitization of killing? And would you consider yourself a good Samaritan? So if you found somebody in trouble, would you go to help them? So all those questions are important, and they all have to do with our belief system and what we know to be true. The reason that's important is because how we look on other people is important about how you are. Do you know what I mean? It's like you really need to look at how you work your life. So just keep that in mind, and please let us know how you feel about that, and we'll go from there. You know, if you go to Station 2, it's very interesting that the picture was supposed to be changed, but I think that if I go to the home page, it's changed. But if I go to the, I do go to Station 2, it's not changed. So anyway, all right. I do want to give you the telephone numbers to call in tonight, and so that you can participate in our program. And so if you want to just get a pencil and paper, if you're not online, you can dial in if you're in Canada or the U.S. at 888-429-5471. That's toll-free. If you want to call direct, it's 530-413-9537. But first and foremost, before we even go farther, I want to dedicate this program to Thomas Morton. Thomas Morton was a wonderful man. He was on the show a couple of times. He helped develop a lot of different programs. He helped a lot of people. He was very much into health and regeneration, and cancer claimed his life. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to his wife this evening because Thomas and Jane are good friends of mine. And Thomas battled cancer for a long time. And one of her comments was that she tried, they tried everything. You know, they tried different health programs and different cures, and it would work for a while and then it wouldn't. And she was trying to make sense of it all. And the reality is there is no sense. And I think for anybody who has lost someone, we have to realize that, as you've heard me say before, and as the record keepers have told me, no one leaves the planet who is not complete. There is never, they never leave until they are complete. And we may not know what their soul's completion is or what it's all about, but you know, it's not for us to know. And we grieve our loved ones because they're not here anymore and because we can't have them as a part of our lives. But the reality is that they truly are on to a more loving place, a more complete place. And we have to know that when our loved ones leave, they are complete. I mean, I keep repeating that, and I don't mean to. It's just, you know, whenever you hear of a friend passing, that you feel that, gosh, they left too soon. You have to make sense of it, and sometimes there is no sense. And the human mind and the human heart and the human emotions just really need to be able to grieve for a while. And you need to be able to grieve in a way that helps you make sense of it. I know, you know, I don't know if you, there's some people probably who are listening for the very first time. I have two husbands that passed away. One died when my kids were 16 months old, 3 and 6, and the other passed away after 26 years of marriage about 2 years ago. And one of the things that I know, as well as I know anything, is that they were both in my life for a reason, that my life was enriched with their presence, and I know I enriched their life as well. And after the sadness and the grief, which takes a while, the reality of knowing that there was a reason and purpose for their being in my life set in. And I hope that if there's anyone out there that has lost someone and you would like to talk to somebody and understand what the purpose that person served in your life, if you're wanting to know that, please call in tonight, 888-429-5471, or you can dial in direct at 530-413-9537. You can also email a question to info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, just like, you know, info at akashicwisdom.com. So that's info at akashicwisdom, same name as the show, .com. I take email questions and live questions. So we would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you, and let's take a look and see how it goes for you. See what we can find out for you. For those of you, again, who are just tuning in, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So we would love to have you call in. And again, the telephone numbers to call in for Station 2 is again, 888-429-5471, or you can, again, 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-413-9537. Okay. So what part of your life do you want to know about tonight? Where are you at? What can the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records answer for you? And because this is a call-in talk show, and because I do this as a service, if in fact there aren't questions and there's not a lot of information coming forward regarding questions that you want to know, then I sign off early. Because you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I do this to help humanity. That's important. It's an important piece for me. It's an important piece that I help humanity with these, with this information, with these, this program. And so, if you have questions, you can, like I said, you can email questions. Now, last week, we did have a question. I want to go back to that. Kay sent something in. Let me just go see if I can find that in the emails. Let me just go there. Give me a second. Just give me a second. They're almost there. Let's see. Okay. Huh. I'm looking for it. See if we can find it. But again, you can email me questions and seeing what we've got. Huh. Right. What's the date, I think? Okay. That would be Tuesday. Nope. Let me just see if we can find something. So, here it is. Here's the question. Okay, so just a general question, wondering if the records have anything to tell me today. No specific question. So Kay wants to know what the records will tell her today. You know, it's very interesting about that question. When you know how to access your own Akashic records, you can actually ask that question of the records, like, what do I need to know today? What's important for me in my life? And that's part of what else I do, is I teach people how to access their own Akashic records. I have classes all over the country, and people sponsor me in on a regular basis. So, Kay, I've got to tell you that what's interesting about, like, I know you asked last week, but we're talking about now, what we want to tell you is that they're showing, again, they're talking to me about a project that that you're currently working on. And they're asking you to be very clear about the person that you are considering working with. And they're suggesting that you be very clear on your feelings and do not deny them. That there is a, that we as individuals, sometimes when we want something so badly, and someone comes along that we believe can help us attain that, we have a tendency to negate our feelings of, and the word I'm hearing is doubt. And so it's really going to be important that you not negate those feelings, but to verify, A, why you're feeling that way, or is it true? Does it have to do with what you know of this person before? Is there some kind of trigger that's happening from a place of lack of trust? But they're suggesting that you really look into your feelings. They're also talking about a book that you may be writing, and they want you to be very clear that you need to write this book, and the voice of the book needs to be yours. So if in fact you're working with a publisher that wants to change a lot or the style, you need to really look at making sure that your voice is heard. So if you would like to call in, that would be great, Kay, and I know that your name is Kelly, but if you would just like to give a call in, Kelly, and let's talk about what you're feeling and if that makes sense to you. Again, everyone, telephone numbers are 888-429-5471. So let's move on a little bit to talking about joy. All of a sudden, what's popping in is to talk about joy. We'd like to just share with you that it's a major joy for us to be here with you, and it's a major joy for us to get to know you, and it's a major joy for us to move into your energy whenever you would choose to call. So, again, you know, as we're 15 minutes in the show, I need some questions because it works better for me to get your questions ahead of time, or right now, as a matter of fact. Otherwise, I am going to shut the show down late, early, because I only want to be of service. So I'm just going to be quiet for a moment and see what else the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like you to know about right now. And so we're going to, here we got a question. Thank you, Brent. Okay. What do the masters, teachers, and loved ones think I should work on the most in terms of any healing abilities I might have? Well, let's see, Brent. First of all, they're talking about the healing abilities that you might have. First, before you can begin to work on anything regarding your healing abilities, my dear, you have to claim those abilities for yourself. You have to be clear about what it is you want. There's a pattern here of trying to please someone else. And with spirit, you don't have to please anyone but yourself. And so what healing abilities are you most, give you the most joy? We're going to go back to joy for a moment. It's really going to be very important for you to understand that whenever you work from a spiritual point of view, it is never about should. And that goes for everyone. It's never about what should I do. It's about what brings me the greatest joy. And so when the question comes up and there's a should there, the masters, teachers, and loved ones want to truly help you understand that it's about you making you happy. It's not about, am I doing the right thing? It's really more about, what can I do to make me happy? We were talking last week about only do what makes you happy. Because when you only do what makes you happy, you become much more productive. And that's really an important piece. So what healing abilities do you feel within you? You would feel excited, curious, and the most fulfilled to explore. And so if it's working with your hands, with hands-on healing, if it's working with energy healing, you have it's about you deciding that. What's also coming forward here is for anybody out there who is considering working from a healing point of view, it's absolutely essential that you all, and this is not just directed at one person, but the message is that you begin by securing your relationship with God or the divine or the universe, whatever you want to call it, that it's absolutely essential that you get clear about where your trust factor is. You get really clear about how you feel about the divine, how much you trust the divine. Because it's literally impossible to work in the healing arts if, in fact, you don't have a really good relationship with the divine. Because, after all, you're partnering with the person that's come to you for a healing, and God, the divine, the universe, that you have to create that beautiful triangle, that triangle of love. And it goes from you to the divine, and it goes from your client to the divine, and you have that connecting energy from you to your client. But unless you're clear about what makes you love you, it's going to be very hard to work in the healing arts. So the questions that are coming forth that you need to be asking yourself is, what makes me lovable? Why do I know that God loves me? Why do I know that I am worthy of love? Why do I know that I can trust the divine to bring me exactly what I need, exactly when I need it? Why do I know I'm always divinely taken care of? And it's questions like that need to be anchored within your being. And the other piece is, if there's any anger that you have at God for not answering a prayer, or if you have any anger at any authority figures, remember that the anger that you have at authority figures in many cases can be transferred to God. And you really want to get clear about that. So if, in fact, you feel you've got a good relationship with the divine, how do you show the divine that you love the divine? And how do you notice that the divine shows you that the divine loves you? So, for example, I know that the divine loves me when I wake up every morning. I never take that for granted. I do a prayer of thanks when I go to sleep and a prayer of thanks when I wake up. Thank you, God, for all my wonderful blessings. And thank you, God, when I wake up in the morning, for giving me another day on this wonderful planet, because I so love this earth. And so I would encourage you to really move into getting clear about what brings you joy, to get to move into your own groove of prayer, to move into your own modality that brings you the most joy, of what you would like to use to assist people. And for you to decide how you want the universe to help you. Because you definitely deserve it. I was working with a client earlier today, not today actually, earlier in the week, that had some issues around feeling psychically attacked. energetically attacked. And one of the things that came forward from the master's teachers and loved ones had to do with self-love. And that the way to conquer any attachments is with self-love. That you need to love yourself enough to know that you're lovable and to have that respect for yourself where you that you love yourself so much you are not vulnerable to anyone else's influence. So actually, Brent, that was a great question. I thank you very much. I hope that answered your question. Feel free to email a follow-up question. You know, when we have to look at the way we ask our questions too, or basically it's our self-talk. What should I be doing today? What should I have done before? That word should is, it means that there is doubt about value. Because it has to do with feeling, having a fear of being wrong. And when we are afraid of being wrong, it means that we don't trust ourselves. So we really want to look at that. Really want to look at that. And again, our telephone number here is 888-429-5471. Okay? Let me just see what else we have here. Okay. All right, my friends. Well, it's 11:30 here in Akron, Ohio, 11:26. And if you're going to email a question, this would be the time to do it. I am reloading my email. As well as a couple more minutes, and if there's no more questions, and there's no more, and there's no call in, we're going to sign off. Your choice. You know what's nice about this program is it's you are able to actually get like a free telephone consultation just by phoning in, just by using an 800 number that doesn't cost you anything. Now, I do individual consultations with people, and what happens is that we take a full hour, in some cases an hour and a half, and the consultations are based 100% on your questions, and I send you out an email with all the information about how to create your questions. But when you go into the Akashic Records, because there's so much information, it's really like going into a search engine. If you leave the blank, if you leave the bar blank, you're not going to get anything. Or if you type in something, I mean, if you ever try to just kind of do a Google search on something, and it comes up, something borrowed, something awful, something about truck lyrics, something borrowed movie, something's got to give, something white, something about many, something about Mary, rather, something corporate, something fishy, something new florist. It's like you can't just do something they want you to have, you know, something. Now, something will get you something, something awful, There's an actual website called something. I'm going to click on it because I'm curious about what something is. And I'm not getting anything. It's just, here is something. So I don't know what that means. But so the idea here is that you have to, with any file, the better the question, the better the answer, or actually the more specific the question, it's not about better, the more specific the question, the better the answer, because you're going into an actual database, if you will, of information that you've carried over the eons and have brought forward. It's like when you access the Akashic Records, you're going into the book of life, not only for yourself, but for whatever works for you. Thank you, Christopher. Oh, Christopher sent me an email that thank you very much, thanking you for your wonderful insight. Self-love and joy is huge. Sending you love and light. He says, I see your magnificence. Thank you so much. Says, P.S., your picture looks joyful. Yep, it's a new one. Thank you. That's who I am today. Okay, we have another question from Brent. And again, how do the masters, teachers, and loved ones think I can improve my real estate career? All right. That's very interesting, Brent. Real estate is a very interesting situation right now. One of the things that you need to really look at with real estate is, again, how to think out of the box, what services are not being rendered, what market can you go to that isn't being served, and how can you serve them? The sad part about real estate right now is that even if people want to buy a house, if they don't have the credit rating, it's impossible. And so you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. That's the belief system. Where the hurdle you need to get over is believing all the rhetoric. I do have a friend here in Ohio that's a real estate agent, and although she does see a bit of a slowdown in her career or in her business, that she has gone out and searched out the people who need the homes the most that are credit worthy. And when she wasn't able to move for that, she went into commercial. And when she wasn't back, so she goes back and forth. And so what I'm hearing is that it's really about you deciding what it is you want to do. See, your energy is split. You know, many of us think that if I do this today, this will finance what I really love to do. And the reality is, it's about working a job and getting enough money to put away to be secure so that you can actually move into doing what you love. We should never do anything that we don't love. Never do anything that we don't love. Absolutely not. Okay, so here's a question from Kelly again. She said, I'm a spiritual counselor and would like the records to let me know what direction do I take to better advertise and increase my client base. And thank you. You know, that's a great question. First of all, they're suggesting that you do more like teleconferences, more webinars, informational pieces, the other piece is it's about you also honing in on what it is that you truly love to do, because you have so much talent and you do so many different things. What brings you the most joy? What do you really want? Because what's going on here, and they're also talking about going back to your current client base and literally asking for referrals in a way that would benefit both you and the client base. So, for example, your current client base could be offered, let's say, a free spot in a webinar for referring someone via email to the webinar. Or maybe there's a free report they would receive for referring people or for that kind of thing. What they're saying is that it's really more about the traditional steps. They're also talking about more social networking. Hope those ideas help you a little bit, Kelly, regarding your business. That's a great question. Because in order to tell you, what happens here is it's really about finding out what it is that you want to focus on. In other words, like in which business do you want to, do you most want to promote? You also, it's also going to be helpful just to decide what it is you want to focus on. That's going to be the most important thing. And who do you want? Who do you want to do business with? I'm also hearing you haven't defined your market. That it's really about defining your market. Hopefully that will help. Great questions. Thanks so much. I'd love to have you guys actually call in. You know, but there must be something, some reason why you can't. I love the human voice, so whenever you have a chance to call in, you can call 888-429-5471. That's great. That would be great. Okay, now there was something else we were talking about regarding doing what you love. And part of that has to do with getting really, it's almost like you have to create your own life plan based on joy. I want you to think about that. If you were to create a life plan based on joy, what would it look like? Just doing what it is that makes you feel good about you. We were talking about that last night. Last week. So what would your life plan look like if you were to just move forward and make a list of all the things that you love to do that brings you the greatest joy? And what talent do you have that you trust the most? Masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to just share with you that the talent that you trust the most, notice that it's probably the same one that brings you the most joy. Because you feel good because you trust yourself. And that's the one you want to expand. So the suggestion here is to create a life plan or based on what you love doing. And start at the end and work backwards. So the result you want to create is X. In order to get to that X, what action steps do I need to take to get there? And if you don't have those that readily available, you can do a couple of things. You can go into meditation. You can pray. You can ask your higher self. You can even call me. We can do a consultation about how, about this is where I want to be. What action steps do I need to take to get there? And the master teachers and loved ones will help you do that. But again, the more specific the questions, the better the answer. And it's going to be important that when you ask those questions, you're clear on that's what you want to do. Otherwise, the information will be really fuzzy. Hopefully that's helpful. Okay, refreshing. No more questions. I really appreciate your wonderful questions. These are great. Christopher, you don't have a question? That would be great if you had a question. I'd love to find out where you're all from. What part of the, are you from the United States? Are you from out of the country? I know that Brent is from, I don't know. Don't know where he's from. Oh, I see it now. I just clicked on his website. Port Orchard, okay. That's good. Let's see. And where's Kelly from? I got to look to see where Kelly's from. Let's see here. I'm not looking. I'm not seeing it. But I don't know where she's at. Okay. I know where I can go to find out. Oops. Okay. Nope. Doesn't say where she's at. Let's see. Don't know where she's at. Well, wherever you're at, you're welcome to ask another question. Okay, that's great. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I really love you so much and would love to talk to you some more. And again, that telephone number is 888-429-5471. You know, it's interesting what I'm hearing here from the master's teachers and loved ones is that, you know, it's like... many are called, few answers, okay? Here's something that Christopher wants to tell us. In order to get more business for any business, real estate or healers or anyone, just think about the words and phrases that people would look up to find your services on the search engines and then craft a particular page on your website for those specific words and then bid on those words for your geographic regions via Google, Yahoo, Bing, and Facebook too. Well, that's very good. Make sure that you indicate your phone number, your email address, your specific gifts that you will use to help others who find the page. Many blessings, love and light, and Christopher's from California. Thank you so much, Christopher. Thank you. I hope that was very helpful. I'm going to use that tip myself. That's great. That's very good. All right. Oh, and I think Kelly's from California, too. Here you go. All right. And what Kelly says is, bless you and the records, exactly what I've been feeling. I do so many things. It's spot on. Yeah, what we have to do is focus our time. You know, the idea is do we love so many things? Absolutely. Would we like to be able to doing so much? Absolutely. But the reality is that when we end up doing so much, we end up feeling overwhelmed, and when we're overwhelmed, we then don't put the energy and the love into what it is we truly, deeply want to do. And guess what happens? We then start feeling angry at ourselves for not doing what we love, and it creates a cycle and a circle of shame and anger at ourselves. And then when we start being angry at ourselves, We don't trust ourselves, and when we don't trust ourselves, I mean, I don't have to tell you, you just can keep going on and on. So doing what you love in all areas, whether it's, I don't feel like doing the dishes right now, I'd rather sit and read, I know that sounds crazy, but the reality is you have to choose what's going to make you feel good about you in that moment and next week or tomorrow. Or later on that day. So, for example, if doing the dishes right now is not what you're called to do, you're called to read, and you're able to let that go, and you don't feel, you're not going to feel guilty by not doing the dishes, then by all means, sit down and read that book. However, if you choose to sit down and read the book and not do the dishes, and the thought of not doing that dishes is pulling your focus, then by all means, get up, do those dishes, and let it go. Let it go. Right? Think about that. Absolutely think about it. Because you need to decide. You definitely need to decide what's going to make you feel good about you. And you need to be able to understand that what you choose today needs to be in alignment with who you are and what your belief systems are and what's going to make you feel good about you. If you allow yourself to procrastinate something with the excuse of it doesn't feel good to do that right now, yet that which you're not doing is looming over your head, then you're not being straight with yourself. You're not being honest. You're actually trying to avoid something rather than and then actually only doing what you love. I hope that makes some sense. In other words, like, if it doesn't feel good to do something right this second, you shouldn't do it. However, if you're making a choice between one thing and another, and the thing that you're choosing against is going to, if you're going to carry that on your back, then that by all means, do it, get it over with so you can feel free to be able to do what you love. And that's what I notice, even about myself. I mean, and believe me, this what I'm telling you is born out of my own angst of sometimes feeling stuck. And when I moved into the records and said, why am I feeling so stuck? They flat out said, you're not doing what you love in certain areas. And you're not doing what you need to do to free yourself to be able to do what you love. So knowing how to access your own records is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So again, thank you so much for all your insights. And thank you for being a listener and listening to what's being said. I know there's more than just a three or four people out there. I know that that you people are listening in just by the numbers. I thank God. Thank God. So, okay. All right. Okay, we have one from Colorado. It says, I have a question that has bothered me for some time. Can the masters tell me when I was camping in the Grand Tetons and heard a noise of something approaching and could not see but heard it come from about 2 miles away up a stream bed? It came up from the stream across some mud up onto a rocky beach, and it made it a few feet from my tent. I made a noise, and the ground shook before I heard a loud splash into the water. The next day, I tried to find tracks in the mud, but did not find any new tracks. I always wondered what it was. Could the master's teachers and a loved one tell me what approached my tent that night? And he likes my picture. Thanks. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's interesting. What I'm hearing, what's interesting is this wasn't what came up on your camp site or on your tent was an extraterrestrial energetic being that was just checking out your energy. And the reason the ground shook is because of an energetic alignment. That's what I'm hearing. And the reason you didn't find any tracks is because obviously there weren't any. It was energy. Okay. That's very interesting because what I'm also hearing is that under the Grand Tetons, someplace that we could not even attempt to dig into so deep, are a wellspring of catacombs and areas of for extraterrestrials, and they're talking about that being a place that has been a sanctuary for high vibrational beings that were conducting work on Earth. So the Grand Tetons have much information underneath, and one of the portals is the river that you were by the way. It was right there. That's the way they enter energetically, because there is a deep, different portals of entry there. So what you were feeling was not just one person or one energy, but the energy of many of in alignment, or that was aligning. I know that what I'm hearing, I know that it felt like there was an animal or a big SETI or something like that stalking, and it wasn't that. It was an energetic identification, and that's what that was about. But they want you to also know that there was a smell that was involved with that. If you remember that there was a unique odor that came upon you. And it's nothing you've ever really smelled before or since. So hopefully that's helpful for you. Love these questions. Great, great questions. Okay. Thank you so much. And again, we want to dedicate the show to Thomas. Thomas Morton was on my show. He has a wonderful program called Light Learning. I know I'm saying it wrong, but and I firmly believe that his wife will continue on with those trainings. And I believe too that Thomas is in a much better place. Many times when someone crosses over, they need to have some time. They just need to have some time on the other side. Before they move into being able to help us here on the planet. So if you have anybody that you would like to honor, please feel free to email their names, and we'll put them all in a prayer circle. And we will go from there. So it was Lightspeed Learning, that Thomas created. I know that he created, but he would teach the class. And it was light speed learning. Yep, that's, and he was on the show. He was on the show a few years ago with that. So, again, I believe that his wife will continue that. Okay, we have another question. Okay, so here's the question. You tried to call, but the number didn't work? That's interesting. Did you try the 800 number, the 888-429-5471, or did you try the 530-413-9537? If you're on the site, if you want to go on to the BBS radio site, I'm not sure why those numbers don't work. That really is upsetting. My goodness. So I just heard from the producer that the numbers are okay. So do try again, 888-429-5471, just so that you guys know. Okay, that's important to know. Back to your question. Where was that now? Okay. All right. Let me just see what's going on here. Okay. All right. So now, back to Christopher. Everybody, just as a comment, I was just informed that the 800 number did stop working. Thank you very much, Christopher. And so if you try 530-513-6472. Try that one, 530-513-6472. See if that works. Let me go back over here. Okay, so... okay... Well, I have a comment about your partners tomorrow. It's not so much that the master's teachers and loved ones do futures, but I like the way we'll go fantastically, wonderfully, or just great. Wouldn't that be all good? That'd be all good, right? What's interesting for that? For you to know is that they love you a lot more than you realize. So be aware of that. These people that you're going to be doing that are potential partners really like you a lot, and it's like it's not that you want to use that from a manipulation point. But it's really more about being silent to what they're offering rather than telling them what you want until you find out what they want to offer first. Hopefully that's helpful. And you're seeing a lot of 33s or 55s around. It's, you know, those are a 6 and a 10 or a 1. I'm not a numerology person, but what I'm hearing from the master's teachers and loved ones are new beginnings. There's new beginnings all around you. And it's also, I'm also hearing burdens are taking flight, so maybe that's what the birds are about. They're not telling me that's what the birds are about, but I'm hearing... is that your new beginnings are taking flight. That's what it is. Okay. back to that question about what we were hearing about that energy of when that young man was camping. His comment is, it was a cold evening, so I was wrapped up tight and very frightened. So I don't recall the smell. I always thought something very, very big was there, because that stream is 13 feet deep. I've had other encounters with animals in the Tetons, one with a deer that hung around my tent on another camping trip, and it stayed with me for 2 days and ate an apple out of my hand. I also have pictures of misty deer-like ghosty animal that is in another campsite that I stayed at. I hope it didn't frighten the being. It did frighten me, but I wasn't sure if it was a bear or not. I saw a big black bear a few hours before. No, it's not the bear. It was an energy. If it was a bear, you would have seen the footprints in the mud. But no, this was an energy, so not to worry. It was and it was basically more along the lines of you. Okay, the 800 number is working now. That's what I'm hearing. But it's also 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock here in Akron, Ohio. And I would if somebody has a quick question and they want to use that 800 number and call in, I will stay on for 5 more minutes if you'd like to ask that question. I will just hang here. Otherwise, I just want to tell you how much I love being a voice for you. Working with the Akashic Records is my joy, and helping people through this program is also my joy. And I thank you so much for sticking with me tonight, for asking your questions. I hope it was wonderful for you. I hope you got some insight. But I want to tell you that if you do want to call in, you get about a minute or more to do that. So since I'm not getting a call, I'm going to say I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. May you all have a miracle-filled week. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in your own way of saying amen. And please remember to create that special relationship with your divine. Good night, everybody. Tune in next week, and we'll have more questions. And feel free to email questions in the meantime. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also call me privately at 216-691-1233. Good night, everybody. Sleep well. Bye.